We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So we asked the question, who's the most unusual celebrity encounter? What? Not most famous, but most unusual. Like, oh my God.
Right.
How did this happen?
Unless something weird was happening and you did see a big A-lister, that would be a good story too.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Now, this whole thing started because yesterday, I'm just shocked by the experience that our producers have, Tammy, aren't you? Maybe it's because we're not from here and
they are.
Mm-hmm. Maybe having brush with celebrities is more common to those who are born in Southern California. Producer Tanya is with us. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning.
It's so weird having you here when you're not Mystical Tears, your Monday morning alter ego when you perform hip-hop or hillbilly, but it's nice to have you again.
Thank you.
So, yesterday, you dropped kind of a bombshell on us.
I know.
Can you confirm or deny that you saw Saved by the Bell's Mario Lopez in his drawers back in the day?
I did.
That might mean he was working on furniture.
No.
I mean, he was wearing his underwear.
Yes, they were red boxers.
Okay.
Now, that is an unusual celebrity encounter.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You want to explain how you ended up seeing him in his underpants?
Yeah, so if you don't know, I like the word
underpants.
I like
that word. Underpants.
Underpants, sure. Okay, so if you don't know, I'm born and raised in Chula Vista. My whole life lived here in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a cheerleader in Pop Warner. I was about 8 or 9 years old, and my best friend in our squad, she was direct first cousins with Mario Lopez.
Sure. All
right. And everyone knew that. Everyone just knew that, right?
Of course. Well, I mean, because that's where he's from as well.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. Sure. He actually went to the high school that I went to.
Exactly.
Different year. But anyway, so she knew that I had a crush on him. I loved Saved by the Bell.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see him. This was after Saved by the Bell, too, but I still knew who he was, and
right.
he was so hot.
Right.
So
he is a handsome man.
He is good looking.
Yeah. Handsome. And he still looks like he just got off the set of Saved by the Bell. So he's also a jerk on top of everything
else. Right.
Actually, I heard he's not. I heard he's not a jerk.
He's actually pretty nice.
No, he wasn't a jerk to me.
Anyway, back to underpants. Go.
So, my best friend's mom, which is his aunt, arranged for me to meet him. So we went to his house on Bonita Road, which his mom, I believe, still lives there.
Wow.
Beautiful home. Beautiful home. Went there, and he was sleeping because he was so tired because he's an actor.
Sure. What time of day was this?
I think it was like 11 a.m.
All right, 11 a.m. Get up, Mario.
I think his mom saw how sad I was and was like, it's okay, you can still see him, we'll go in his room, maybe he's awake.
Oh my god,
this is awesome.
I know, weird.
I got some questions before we get to the unveiling.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
All right. So when you get to the Lopez household, do you knock on the door and you say, is Mario here? I mean, how does that work? They knew you were coming?
They knew we were coming
because
I was with his aunt.
So, but they knew you were coming. They couldn't wake the kid up? That's what I'm saying.
I don't know what the situation was.
Well, because you guys were going there, they didn't necessarily know that she had a crush on Mario and wanted to meet
that's
him.
That's why they set up the whole encounter,
Maybe they didn't want it to be so, like, a meet and greet situation. Like maybe they wanted to be more organic, but
well, that's pretty organic. Mario, are you awake? No. I'm Tanya.
I was going the route that mom went and woke us up.
All right.
Yeah. Mario.
That's exactly what she
it's
did.
Mario. It's 11 in the morning. You said you were going to clean the garage. Tanya's here.
Your little fan Tanya wants to meet you.
Oh my gosh. So I was so red. And, yeah.
All right. So
she knocks on the door.
What? What?
Opens the door slowly and I'm right there. Well, she's like, has me right there with her and he sees us and he's getting out of his bed. He was sleeping and all he was wearing was red boxers.
Right.
I was so mortified.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to say.
Look at Jessica. She's the opposite of mortified. She's like, slow down, girlfriend. They put this bib on.
That's a great story.
Yeah, I was just so embarrassed, though, but yeah.
You are such a sweetheart. Listen to you. Everybody else would be like, okay, so I'm going to look at this underpants. Oh, my God, it's washboard abs. You're like, I was so embarrassed.
Yeah. Well, I was 9 years old.
Yeah, a little inappropriate.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Right.
Nothing, by the way, Mario did not do it on purpose.
No, he did not. No one did anything.
It was all mom.
Exactly.
You know how moms are. They don't think about that.
Mario, put some sweatpants on. We've got company.
That's right. That's right. All right. What was your unusual encounter? 833-287-1037. 1037. Want to hear your stories, too.
I want to rewind that just to hear Jessica. And he was in his underpants. That's awesome. Your voice dropped like so low. Yeah. It's like Trace Adkins is our producer.
Yeah, right?
Our phone number is 833-287-1037. Question is, who's the most unusual celebrity you've ever encountered here? The most unusual, not famous.
Right.
Unless it's a famous person who's really famous doing something very unusual.
Yeah, or you were at the time. I'm going to say, John, your unusual thing was Gary Allen when you germed all over him because you didn't want to. That was an unusual situation for you because you made yourself mad. Mm-hmm. You're a huge fan. I know what it's like to do that, but you would put that in an unusual category because usually when you're doing your job, you're doing your job and you're fine. But you were like me with Keith Urban.
If you don't know what Tammy meant when she said germed all over Gary Allen, germ means that you were very cool, calm, and collected and did not... fanboy at all. Just don't even bother looking it up. I'm right. Tanya was in here earlier this morning, our associate producer, who saw Mario Lopez in his drawers. In his red boxer underpants.
Yes.
Because his mom woke him up to meet Tanya when he was an aspiring actor living in Chula Vista at the time. Producer Jess, you got a pretty good one, you say. Can you beat Mario Lopez in his drawers?
If it's embarrassing to me, then yes.
Okay.
I was in Vegas, went to go see the New Kids on the Block. Afterwards, we went to the after party. And
good for you.
No, because there was 5 million people there. It wasn't like a private after party. It was like one of those.
Fan
club
where
they, and so there's 5 million people there. I hated it. So I went to the bar. And thank you to AJ the Marine. I had plenty of drinks and was a little overserved.
Okay.
So I went upstairs and wasn't feeling great. And so I got a little sick.
Okay.
Oh, no.
And as I... when I was done, I looked up and there walks one of the new kids staring at me. And I was like, hey, how's it going?
Oh, he wiped my face. He saw you do it?
Yeah.
Oh, gross. Oh,
and I was so out of it. I thought saying hey would be a good idea.
Yeah, sure.
Right? Yeah.
How about getting into the bathroom next time? That'd be a good idea,
too. Yeah.
So which new kid was it?
And one of them that nobody cares about, so that's fine.
Oh, my God. Which one?
Danny Wood.
Which one's that?
Exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly.
Which one that is. Okay.
Sorry.
He's the one way, way, way in the back of the audience.
Okay.
I don't know who Danny Wood is.
I don't
Sorry.
Either.
Lupe is in Fallbrook, Lupe.
Fallbrook's a tiny little town, but there's quite a few celebrities that live in Fallbrook.
Well, who else?
Johnny Depp has a house there.
Johnny Depp's got a house in Fallbrook?
Yep.
Are you sure it's his still? He's got a little bit of financial problems right now. Might not be his anymore.
Well, I don't know. They see him a lot at the Red Dog or Red Eye Saloon or whatever that's called. I don't go to the bars, but...
Wait a second. Johnny Depp not only has a home in Fallbrook, but he drinks at the Fallbrook Taverns?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who else?
What's that girl that from 90210 or whatever?
Well, there's Tori Spelling.
Tori Spelling. Tori Spelling has a bed and breakfast inn in Fallbrook.
Hold on a second. Tori Spelling owns a bed and breakfast in Fallbrook?
Yeah.
I kind of remember the bed and breakfast being part of her reality show. Is that the one?
You know what? I don't know because I'm not a follow celebrity people type.
Lupe, is this one of those deals that everybody here in San Diego knows and we're going to sound super lame and out of touch that we didn't?
No, because... heck, I don't know about a lot of people because I'm just not into, you know, I mean, people have their life.
She did have it there, but now she's done. They moved.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Probably because of Lupe in the paparazzi out in Fallbrook.
Because it's now called the Oak Creek Manor, but when they owned it, it was Chateau Leroux.
Chateau Leroux. Yeah. All right, Lupe. Thanks for that. Who knew that Fallbrook was a hotbed of A-list entertainment?
I love it.
Zincara is in Vista. Good morning, Kara.
Hi, good morning.
Kara, you got an unusual celebrity encounter for us?
I do, for sure. Okay, so back in the 80s, I was in high school, and I was going over to my boyfriend's house with my sister, and we were coming along by Boomers in Vista, and there's this little kind of ratty bar next to it. I think it was called Vista Carl's Tavern is what it was. And it was all roped off, and there was a lot of people around. So, of course, we went over there to find out what was going on. And they were filming part of a movie. And the star in the movie was Clint Eastwood.
Wow.
And he was inside the bar filming the movie. So we were all standing there, and I finally convinced this older guy to let me come underneath the rope and come in. And so he took me inside and told everybody I was his granddaughter.
Oh.
And so I got to sit on the set while they were filming part of the bar scene of that movie.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Do you remember what movie it happened to be? I mean, that's...
Heartbreak Ridge.
The military movie, Heartbreak Ridge.
Love it. So cool.
What would you do? I know you. What would you do if you walked into an old bar? Wait, there's more to that story. And you saw Clint Eastwood, one of your favorite actors of all time.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, seriously.
I probably would have passed out.
What would you do? Would you ask him for an autograph? Would you ask him for a picture?
I'd probably ask him for a date.
Boom.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.